me and Tom have some good times of communicating with one another. We talk. I'll come visit him in the office, and we talk for sometimes hours. And he knows I'm a pretty honest guy. I tell him I think he preaches too long sometimes, and I get a hard time. He's got some great things to share. Sometimes my mind gets kind of overloaded. And so as I've been preparing, he asked me a couple of weeks ago, we were in that time together, to if I would preach, share, whatever. And so I said, sure. And so I began to pray about it. And the Lord, as I was praying, he was telling me nothing. And then I was reading about the armor and praying, as I have for a while now. And he said, I want you to teach on this. And so here, this is why we're going to be in this today. I believe the Lord has given me something to give to you guys in my own life for sure. And the funny thing is, as I've been preparing for the last 2 weeks, I'm thinking, I hope I don't go very long, because I keep seeing more and more stuff. So it's kind of ironic, you know. It's been about 3 years since I preached. It's been a while. I used to do it some at the Vineyard and at the Depot Church. I used to be an elder there and preach, so I'm a little rusty. So please, I need to slow down. Please just be patient with me. Anyways, here we go. Father, thank you for this time. You are so awesome. So awesome. And so I just submit this time to you. I pray that I would be clear and that you would communicate through me what you desire. Thank you for your incredible word and what you've given us and who we are in you. In Jesus' name. All right, we're going to read Ephesians 6:10 through 18. I'm going to share a few things and some along the way. I'm reading on NIV, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. I'm going to kind of go through this a little bit, first few verses, and just kind of elaborate on them a teeny bit, and then get to a point of why I believe the Lord's having me share this today. Verse 10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. The very first part of this. Guys, I'm going to share with you today what the Lord's sharing through the word. It's not our strength. We need to understand that the battle that's taking place in our lives, it's not us. It's his power. It's that simple. It's his power. It's not ours. Number two, next verse. It says, put on the full armor of God. And I was thinking about this as I've been going reading over and over and studying and over and over. Think about if you went to battle and you went out to battle and you have a helmet and you have nothing else. You're dead meat. They're going to hit you in your chest. You can't defend yourself. If you go out there with a shield, but you have no sword, how long can you do this? I mean, really, if you're in battle. He makes it very clear. It says, put on the full armor of God. Why? What is this all about? This whole passage is about the armor. Second part of that verse says, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. This is why we have the armor. And I'm going to get more of this in just a minute. The scheme or what's going on in the enemy right now. I think in the whole world, to be honest. So let's go in verse 12. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Guys, we can't see it, but we see it. It depends if we have eyes to see. The reality is that we're in a war. I think often the church doesn't understand that there's this battle that's taking place. There's a battle. It's a real deal. And I'm going to get into the evidence of it here in just a minute. We need to understand in this passage we have the armor for a reason. And if we are unaware that there's a battle, what good is it to have the armor? If you don't even know there's a battle, you can be fully armored up and walking around, I got my armor on, right? And if you don't know there's a battle, then it's useless. And a lot of the church, I think, is in that place. Sometimes I'm in that place. There's no doubt. And it's really important because in that verse, it says, look at the beginning of verse 12. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Rosina got to part of my sermon. What she shared, I'm going to hit on big time. That's from the Lord, Rosina. We are not each other's enemy. Yeah, it's happening. It's against the enemy, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Okay, next verse. Therefore put on the full armor of God. Second time he says that. The full armor. So that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Now this is the point I want to get to. I believe why the Lord would have me share this passage today. When the day of evil comes. Now I believe with all my heart, whether you guys may agree or disagree with me, but what I see COVID-19 is a day of evil. And I'm going to share a couple of reasons why I believe that. Please hear me out, because it's a very controversial thing. Okay, it's this controversial thing, and it's caused so much harm or division. And what I wanted to share was, Tom, as me and Tom were talking, he talked about a magician. And the magician will have this sleight of hand thing, and he'll say, hey, look at this little thing right here, and does this little sleight of hand thing down here. He has your eyes focused on this, and he does something down here. Well, the enemy, the word I would use is, has masterfully done this to the world. And I'm going to give you a couple reasons why I believe that. And then you see why we need the armor. Some of the consequences of COVID-19. First of all, understand, I don't think COVID-19 is real. I think it's real. I believe it's real. So far in Montana, I think there's been 4,000 people who have died out of 1 million. Of that, 203 people have been hospitalized. Of that, 62 people have died. So it's real. And for the people who know 62 people, for them it's painful. It's real. But on the other side of that, there has been people starving. My daughter told me people in India, filed, they couldn't work. No work, you don't eat, you die. By the tens of thousands. In America, you have increased suicide, drug addiction, alcoholism, people beating their children, kids alone at school. I thought about this morning. Kids alone at school. Guess what, guys? I wasn't saved when I grew up. At 12 years old, when we go home and my friend's parents weren't home for lunch, guess what we did? We went and got smoked dope. Got drunk. I just thought about that. They're home from school and their parents are going to work. These are real things, by the way. So for these people, you think, well, that's not as bad as dying. Yeah, but what if it's your brother who's an alcoholic now? What if it's your friend who's starving in India? You see what I'm saying? It's suffering for those folks. But that's a whole lot more than 60 people. Not to discount the 60 people. There's thousands and thousands of people just in Montana who have suffered because of that. And there's no, basically, it's not even aware. It's all about, there's this many cases. Look at this. I'm going to get to a point with this. And what this thing has done. I want to share one more thing, and then I'm going to share the most important thing that Rosina talked about, what I see COVID's done. This is my daughter, okay, and with her 14 kids. A week and a half ago, my daughter's going to one of her first days, maybe second day. I see her in the morning going, walking her McDonald's uniform, going to work. The Lord has gifted my daughter. I know she's my daughter, but I'm telling you guys. These girls, if you could see them, they are handicapped severely. Most people could not deal with spending 8 to 10 hours a day with them, 6 days a week. I would say 100,000 maybe. She's totally gifted from the Lord to do this. And she's going in her uniform, I think, and I was just grieved. COVID-19. I asked my daughter, she could be there right now. She could wear a mask and be careful and be there, but she can't because there's this many cases. See, in India, there's right now, there's like so many cases, but they have like 600 people die right now a day, 700 people die a day. I Googled how many people die a day in India. 26,000 people die every day in India, guys. COVID-19, my daughter can't be with them. And by the way, how it affects, imagine if you were a mom, they're an orphan, but if you were one of their moms, and you, there's this one girl who loves them, can't be with them, how would you feel about it? In your heart, you suffer. But now here's where it gets to us, why we need the armor. I would say it's probably the most important thing. In the church, we have divisions now. You should wear a mask. No, I don't think I should wear a mask. Yeah, but if you don't wear a mask, you're not kind, and you're not loving, and you're not following Romans 14. Yeah, but you mask wearers, don't you know? God's not giving me a spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. What's wrong with you? Don't you have faith? That's what's going on in the church. And so what does that cause? Remember now, we're in a battle. And I believe the day of evil, COVID's causing this huge thing. What does it cause? Division. Flat out. Animosity. Anger. That goes well. I'm assuming if you're in the battlefield, you have two people in the battle against, you're going against Germany, and you're the Allied forces, and the British troops want to do this, and the American troops want to do this. I'm sure that's really effective. The enemy laughs all the way to the bank. He laughs all the way to the bank. This ought not be. So the question now, so I share about the truth, the reality. We have, there's a war, there's a battle. I believe COVID-19 is not the only, but it's a day of evil. You can see it's worldwide, guys. The effects of this that are negative. And people's responses. And the last thing I want to share about the church, by the way, the church often can't even meet. And tell me this is not the enemy. In Nevada, they just signed a law, or the Supreme Court passed it. You can't have more than 50 people in any church. Now, a casino can have a $5,000 occupancy place. They can have 50%. So they can have 2,500 people if they socially distance in the casino. A church can have a 5,000-seat auditorium. They can have 50 people. And in California, they can't sing. I'm sure that's of the Lord. I'm sure the Lord wants them not to worship. Really? Guys, the enemy is all over this. And it's affecting the church. So the big question for us is, how do we respond? And I would say, first of all, stand firm. Like he said. Second of all, put on the full armor of God and abide in the vine, which are going to be one the same. I still got time. Good. So now we're going to look at the armor. Okay. Starting in verse 14, by the way, I want to share with you about the armor. I believe when I look at the armor, I see either the attributes of Jesus or the gifts of Jesus. Either way, the focus is on who Jesus is in our life. The armor, remember, our strength is in the Lord, and the armor is Him. He is our armor. So I'm going to show you the attributes of the armor of God. Let's go ahead and look through them real quickly. Okay, in verse 14, it says, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist." First of all, it says, "Stand firm then." It's not a suggestion. It's a command. We need to stand firm. Second of all, the belt of truth. I mean, he gave you different verses if you want to look, write them down along the way. The one I have for this is John 14:6. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So when I'm praying, by the way, when I pray about the armor on a regular basis, guys, I'll be praying, "Father, I pray that you give me the truth of Jesus. Jesus, I want your truth. I put it on. I receive your truth." Because when we walk in truth, Him, then we know how to we see what's a lie, and we know how to walk in the right way, because He's the truth. Jesus is our truth. So the belt of truth, we're going to say, you could say, is Jesus, because He is the truth. I mean, period. So He said, "I am the way, the truth." The second one, let's go on. With the breastplate of righteousness in place, Romans 3, 21, 22. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. I have a righteousness. It's from God. It's wonderful. That's why I pray. I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given me your righteousness today. I receive it. I want to walk in your righteousness today. Guard my heart, by the way. The breathway of righteousness, it's in him. Let's go on. Verse 15, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. This is the one that blessed me the most in the time of COVID. The verse I'm going to have, John 14, 27. This one blessed my socks off. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Folks, do you know anybody that's afraid because of COVID? We don't have to be afraid. Either he's a liar, or we don't have to be afraid. Of whether giving it to someone, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't be, if you're convicted, concerned, be careful. That's okay. But if we're fearful, is he not telling the truth? Didn't he say, in this world you have tribulation, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world? So what I see in this is I get put these peace on, and I say, Jesus, thank you. I don't have to be afraid today. I don't have to be troubled because you are in control of all this. I walk in you. I love you, and I pray that I walk in peace today. For me, by the way, as a spastic painter, I'm the most hyper dude when I'm working. I say, please help me to take a step back because I work like a maniac and I get exhausted. I wish I wouldn't do that, but that's a side note. I understand, by the way, we can understand as believers why the world would be afraid. They're afraid to die. I'm going to LA next week. And I talked to someone about that. Actually, four or five people who aren't believers, and they're like, aren't you afraid? I'm like, not at all. I honestly guess I'm not afraid. I just go fly and see my friend. But they're afraid. So I don't want to judge them, be harsh toward them. I don't understand where they're at. But as Christians, we need to encourage each other about the truth that we don't have to be afraid. Jesus, he did say, don't be afraid. Okay? So, he is my peace. He said, peace I give to you. So the shoes of peace is one of them. He is my peace. Next verse. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. The verse I have for that is in Ephesians 4. It's by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. So I would say this is a gift from the Lord, maybe not an attribute of Christ. But the reality is, everything I have that I believe in, all this stuff, is by a gift of faith to him. It's a gift from him of faith. I believe it. Because why? Because I have faith. Because why? Because it's a gift. So even the shield of faith that I have and all the things I'm sharing about today in protection from in the Lord is because he's given it to me. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Go on. And then with the shield of faith, and then with which you can extinguish all flame arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation. The verse I have for that is in Acts. I'll bet Tom knows what I'm going to share, don't you, Tom? It's in Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this. You and all people of Israel, it's by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Here it is. Salvation is found in no other name. And no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which you must be saved. Jesus is my salvation, guys. And so when I pray about that, I thank him that he's my salvation. But I also pray, Father, I pray that I would take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Think about my mind now, okay? Pray I would cast down every vain imagination and the thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. I also pray, Father, I pray I would think what's lovely, pure, holy, pleasing, upright, things that please you, Father. I pray this day that I would walk that way. I want to make one other note about the helmet of salvation, or our mind. About 3 weeks ago, I was reading, I watched a teeny short little 3-minute YouTube video about Bill Johnson and his How to Walk in the Kingdom. And one thing he mentioned, he said, I don't watch much news anymore. So since that time, to be honest, guys, I've watched, I see a little, probably, I'm down to probably 70 or 80% of what I used to see, read, or watch. Because the news says, COVID-19, these are the deaths. They don't talk about suicide, alcoholism, and the church not being able to meet and gather, which is incredibly important. They talk nothing about that. You're all going to die. That's what the news says. And if you don't think so, I tell you, you go around unbelievers and see if they're totally afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid. So the fruit of that is fear. That's not from the Father. He doesn't want to produce fear in us like that, other than fear of him and reverent fear of the Father. So I'm not telling you not to watch news. I'm just saying when we are kingdom-minded and we're in the battle of the kingdom, we do a whole lot better off hearing from the Father than hearing from the world. All right. I'm almost done. So now, on the last piece of armor, the sword of the Spirit. I'll go back to where I was at. See, I told you, Tom, I'm a little bit rusty. Okay. And verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The verse I have is pretty familiar. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with, I'm sorry, the word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. It's the one thing we have that's offensive. I want to thrash the enemy, guys. When I see what's going on, I show you a picture of my daughter. I see all the turmoil the enemy's doing, causing in people's lives. I want to be a man. Not people. Remember, it's not people. But I can't stand the enemy. And the one thing that I have the written one, and he speaks to me how to use it by the Spirit. I want to yield it, and I want to use it properly. So, by the way, if you're not in this, it's kind of hard to use it. Kind of hard to stay sharp if you're not in the Word. If you're not in the Word, you get kind of dull. Dull sword's probably not very effective. And it goes on to say in the end of verse 18, it says that, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, keep alert and always keep on praying for the saints. And I've been asked the Lord what praying in the Spirit means. I'm going to give you one real quick little example. A couple weeks ago, Tom asked me to pray about something. And so I said, okay. And I just asked the Lord, how can I pray for Tom? And the Lord told me a specific way to pray for Tom. And a couple weeks later, Tom had shared something the Lord had spoken to him about from the pulpit. It was exactly what the Lord told me to pray for him. He didn't tell me that. The Holy Spirit, that whole week, had me praying for him. That is so cool, guys. That is so cool. I was praying for him, something God wanted me to pray for him that I had no idea that God was speaking to him about. That's just one little example of praying in the Spirit. And we'd be praying for one another, the saints. So, that said, remember I told you, so we have... Okay, I'm going to summarize real quick, and then I'm going to go to two more things. So I said, first of all, it's the Lord's strength on our own. We need the full armor of God, not just part of it. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, against one another. I believe we're in a day of evil. You guys can pray about that, but I see a day of evil. And are we his people aware of that? That the day evil, and then we did see as such, and as his believers walk in the Lord in the armor. And then how do we respond? We put on the armor, or Jesus. Now, Jesus in John 15, the reason why I say the armor and I look at Jesus and the vine, John 15, 5 says, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Some versions say, abide. If you abide with me, you reside. You know. So the reason why I say about the armor, I see Jesus, and he's saying, remain in me. And then we see the attribute of the armor as being Jesus. So it's critical that we remain with the Lord in these times. Rosina mentioned earlier that the church is divided. He has an answer for us. Guys, there's an answer for us to walk and help be our part to destroy the enemy and division. I don't have to be upset with you for wearing a mask. You're my sister. She's beloved of Christ. That's it. If she feels convicted to wear a mask, hey, more power to her. That's it. End of story. And vice versa, if I don't feel like I have to wear a mask, she says, oh, he's my brother in Jesus. Then the enemy has nothing there on us, guys. And I'm like, yes. I know, I'm kind of intense. You can tell I get, because. Okay. How do we know how we are doing in the battle? The litmus test. Is that, I don't know why people say that word. That has something to do with some kind of, me and my wife were talking about the litmus test. Litmus. I had three verses, then we're done. So I will be short and Tom. Anyways. Doesn't matter. I'm messing with Tom. The first verse is 1 Corinthians 13. Verses 4 through 8. This is serious, guys. How do we know we're walking in the armor? We're abiding in the vine. Think about circumstances in our lives right now when you're out somewhere and COVID comes up, because it's going to come up all the time. How are we responding? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Do we think about this one another? It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. I promise you, if we're walking in the body of Jesus and we're wearing the armor in the midst of this battle, and it is a battle, these things are going to start to pour forth from us. Someone's going to say, yeah, this about COVID or that about COVID. And we're going to just see them as a person, not the enemy, and respond as Christ would respond. The next one, there's two more. Very familiar passage, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Remember Jesus said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples? Well, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there's no law. Is that fruit coming from our lives in the midst of our COVID struggle? If there's very little of it, that means, I'm assuming, our armor. We're not walking very well with the Lord in our armor. We're not very aware of the battle. The last thing. So, this is probably one of the most telling ones, because I have struggled in the beginning, for sure. What's wrong with these people? Why are they afraid? Why are they wearing masks? Or let's just go out here in the political room. This is why the news is so bad in the church. We have to understand it's something so different. You know, oh, Trump. That guy's an idiot. He's a jerk. I'm making a point here, okay? What's wrong with that guy? He's doing a terrible job in COVID. I can't believe Nancy Pelosi. What is wrong with that woman? I'm making a point. You hear it all the time, but it can be anything, guys, along those lines. James chapter 3. This is one of the most convicting things for me. And it's a telltale sign of how I'm walking in the Father. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father. And with it, we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. I think the ESV says this ought not be so. So for me, these verses are ones that show me, okay, how I am. And it's not some self-examination thing, guys. Our eyes are to be focused on the Lord. But they're there. I want to walk in a way that pleases the Father, and I want to thrash the enemy. I want to see him for who he is. I want to love you guys as dearly beloved, whether you have a mask or you don't, whether you're, you see what I'm saying? The church has been divided, Rosina, and separated. It's not the Father. It's the enemy. We need to see that. So I encourage you to put on the full armor of God, to abide in the vine, and to love one another, and recognize the schemes of the enemy. There you have it. I'm done.